it's just been lovely to worship together, and that song there really just something that's been on my thoughts for some weeks now is about strongholds. And I just want to share with you this morning some thoughts on strongholds. I shared it in a prayer meeting recently, and it's not left me that the Lord is the one that can bring down strongholds. I just want you, if you've got your Bible this morning, just to turn with me. And it's to a character, Joshua, and it's to an interesting place called Jericho. I just want you just to come with me to this place. If you can picture it, I'll just come into chapter 5 and verse 13. I just want to read these verses out to you. I just want to set the picture, the scene. This is Joshua, and he's going, I think, on a bit of a night recce to see the walls of Jericho. And this, in the Bible, I think strongholds, there's about 50 times it's mentioned. This is a vivid picture of a stronghold. These walls were absolutely massive. They were inaccessible. And I just want to say that Joshua was, I think on an evening, he was creeping up and seeing and having taken a little look at this stronghold and thinking, how on earth can I get this stronghold? How can we get in there? Something about strongholds is that they're just made to be inaccessible. Anyway, the evening's there and he's creeping up to these walls. He's having a little look. And then let's just read this, and it says this, verse 13 of chapter 5. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? Interesting answer that, isn't it? He says this, verse 14, so he said, no. I'm always a little bit thinking, what kind of an answer is that? No. And he says this, no. But as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord, the army, said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. Just want to stop there and say what has been in my thoughts in the last couple of weeks is that there are many, many strongholds that we face in this world. And the title of my little talk this morning, you could say, is In the Meantime. We've just sung a song there that the Lord is coming back, which he is. It's not if, but it's when. But in the meantime, there are strongholds. And the Lord is giving us an incredible opportunity. He's given us the weapons, prayer being one of the key things to bring down these strongholds. I've been really exercised in the last few weeks about what are the strongholds. I'm going to just say a little bit about Jericho. It was an actual, you know, it was a physical built stronghold, but there's a spiritual sense in which there are many strongholds, and we ourselves are prone to building our own strongholds. You might be reaching for a brick now. You may be building something up. There may be a stronghold in your life now that's maybe halfway up. The Lord is the one that can break down the strongholds. I just want to read a psalm. David describes his stronghold, which is the Lord Jesus himself. And he says this. He says, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, in he whom I trust. What a great description. Nahum, he says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Now, we have an incredible stronghold in our Lord Jesus Christ. And this morning, I want to just also recognize that there are strongholds which the devil is in and wants to build. And the amazing thing is the Lord wants us to counteract that with prayer, scripture, singing, that we actually, the Lord can bring down these strongholds. And one of the things that Joshua was key to his beginning of Jericho coming down was he, in obedience, came and worshipped the Lord. He bowed down. He recognized that it was the Lord who was the commander of the army. That's an incredible thing. Before you go into anything of bringing down strongholds, it's to recognize that the Lord is the commander of our army. Also, the battle is not in flesh, but it's in the spiritual realms. It's up there. And we can actually be part of that. Just something really just spoke to me about this story was this here. This man that appeared to Joshua. Who was this man? And I mean, according to, depending on what commentary you listen to, some would say a senior angel. One thing that spoke to me was it just signifies the Lord Jesus, the pre-existing God, Son of God, coming and being there for Joshua. Yahweh, which is salvation. And I just was really caught me that the Lord, before you enter into that battle, the Lord is right there with us, incredibly, to battle spiritual powers. I don't know if you think about strongholds, but I looked into Jericho and the actual walls. They were a tremendous work of workmanship of man. Incredible. They were so high, they were so broad. There were two walls, not just one. There was a huge defense there. And it really spoke to me that the Lord is the one that is the one that has the power to bring down these walls. I don't know if you can remember the story. I love it as when I was growing up in Sunday school, but they would go around. They went around six times, once a day. They would go around, and something that really spoke to me was it was the seventh day, and it came up in the Bible house group the other day about the significance of numbers in the Bible and six, which is man. So they went round six times, and then seven is perfection or wholeness or completeness. And it was the seventh day that the walls actually came down. It really spoke to me that it's the Lord's perfect will that these strongholds will come down in people's lives. Chris Knight prayed earlier on that he prayed that people would have a new consciousness of the Lord Jesus. That there lies a massive stronghold on people's lives, that there's barriers up, and we want the Lord to bring these down, don't we? If you want to put your thumbs up to that, you can. But there's people that I work with, there's people in my family, there's huge amounts of people that we're connected with, and we want strongholds to come down. And this is the thing. Firstly, remember that the Lord is the commander of our army. And it's in his power that it can be done. But he also gives us some weapons too. Just a couple weapons which may help you. The other week, this is being very honest, but I started to build a bit of a wall myself. I was having to return to work. I'd been in lockdown, and I'd, in some ways, really benefited from the time with family and helping out at home. It's been a time where I could read more. Anyway, I started to build up this wall, a stronghold for myself, I'm being dead honest, that I had to return to work. And the Lord spoke very clearly. Just some weeks back, Phil was speaking, and he shared from Philippians chapter 4, and he said about being anxious for nothing. Do you know what? The Lord's living word can penetrate any heart. And on that day, it was a Sunday, it was just the word for me that I must not worry and be anxious. Be anxious for nothing, but in prayer, offer it to the Lord. And there's something about that that just so spoke to me. If you have a stronghold or you're building up some layers already, just go to the scripture, sing, worship, pray, and these barriers actually just come down. Incredible. Here's some weapons. I made a little brief list. What are the weapons that we can actually bring these? Prayer being the first one. Worship. I don't know if you've engaged this morning in worship, but when you worship, there is this incredible connection with the Lord Jesus. He is on the throne, and as you worship, things become alive in you, and it's the Lord's Spirit that does that. The third one is scripture. I've had more time in this lockdown to read, to think, to listen, which has been such a healthy thing, I think also for the church too. When we pray, what do? We engage with the power of God against the devil. It's in the heavenlies. When we engage, the next one is worship. Well, we worship because it's one of the things that Satan didn't do. He worshipped himself, but he didn't worship God. The next one is, when we pick up the scripture, it's one thing that Jesus did in the wilderness, wasn't it? He picked up and he used scripture, he used the truth, and then the devil flee. He disappeared. And that's something that we must do as we read scripture, and the devil can leave us. Just a couple of things there. I just really want to say this morning that these strongholds, I've just been so challenged with the songs that we've been singing, that strongholds can come down. They honestly can. Just been really kind of challenged with Joshua, and that how when he obeyed the Lord's word, it was in that significant bit of obeying the Lord's word and his call upon his life that actually things started to happen. And one thing that hit me with a small little detail was that when the army was marching around the walls, they had these horns and they were blowing these trumpets. And I just was reading into the significance of that. You know, why was it that they were doing that? And I read into it, and they, the horns that they used were, in our eyes, we may be thinking, oh, they'd be like it'd be like a military band marching round, and it'd be this kind of a frenzy, something ready to happen. But it wasn't. They were horns of, they were like ceremonial horns. They were ones that they were religious. There was something about faith from the horns. And it really spoke to me, but our battle is not this militant thing of warring against flesh, but it's actually a spiritual thing. It's a wonderful thing of faith. Let me just read this verse. Paul describes it like this. Paul would describe strongholds as our attitudes and our thought processes. And he says this. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. He says this, for although we walk in flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I think that's just a wonderful thing. In this time of lockdown, one thing that I have really benefited from is, now, I don't want you to laugh or giggle, but I've been reading about apologetics. I've been reading about ways in which we can reason with people about the facts of things like creation, things that science and faith can go together. And I've read these books. And I'm trying to be sharpening myself for when I go back to speak to people. There will be incredible opportunities when we go back to workplaces, colleges, universities and the like, to really be able to say that we don't just want to defend ourselves for the gospel, but we actually want to, in some ways, proclaim the gospel, that it's a wonderful life. It's wonderful news. And one of the things that's a stronghold of these days is that science is the leading contender for the explanation of how the world began. And it's absolutely not. It's just, and it's a wonderful accompaniment to faith. And it's really just got me so thinking along these lines. And I just think if we are challenged today to pray for strongholds that they would come down, it would be these things of people's viewpoints, atheists and atheistic viewpoint on creation and the like, that actually the Lord can bring these things down and bring a new consciousness to people's hearts. It was prayed earlier on by Chris. Lord, just bring new opportunities to us as a body, the church, that we can actually have these arguments or discussions and reason with people. Anyway, I'm coming to an end just to say that the Lord is our mighty stronghold. It's through him that we can pray for these other strongholds that they would come down. So I'm just going to pray just to finish now. Lord, thank you, Lord, just for, Lord, in some ways, it's not always easy to express it, Lord, but there are clear, Lord, strongholds out there that in the meantime we, Lord, have been given, Lord, the weapons to pray for and against, Lord. Thank you that, Lord, for that wonderful picture in the story of Jericho of the faith of Rahab, Lord Jesus. Lord, and how that scarlet, bloodied cloth that was in the city when it all collapsed, that was the remaining thing, Lord. And that's, Lord, a wonderful picture of the cross and sacrifice, Lord. Lord, and as the walls all came down, Lord, there was that wonderful sign of sacrifice that was still there, Lord Jesus, and she was saved. Lord, and we pray that, Lord, in people that we know, the strongholds would come down, Lord Jesus, and they would see, Lord, that wonderful picture of the cross, Lord. They would be open to have dialogue, questions, Lord. Lord, we pray it for the people that we know, Lord, this morning, even those that maybe listening this morning that have started to build a stronghold or have a stronghold around them that needs to come down. Thank you, Lord, that your cross and the power of it, Lord, can bring them down, Lord Jesus. Lord, and we just pray that, Lord, for this week as we go into a new week, Lord, that you would, Lord Jesus, bring down barriers, Lord, and remind us again that you are, Lord, our fortress, our deliverer, Lord, our steadfast love, Lord. We have a wonderful stronghold in you. And then you even give us that wonderful opportunity to pray for other strongholds that, Lord, need to come down. Lord, we love you. Thank you for our time this morning. Amen.